Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
Casting all local performers. Want to showcase your talent at the 17th Annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival, presented by Harmons. Here's your chance to perform in front of thousands of passionate, local-centric DIY Fest patrons while building your business and making connections in the vibrant Salt Lake City community. The application deadline is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, 11:59 p.m. Don't miss out. We're looking for talented performers who share their own original work. No covers, please. Apply now at craftlakecity.com/apply. We can't wait to hear what you've got. Let's make this year's festival unforgettable.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
I'm Macy Weeks. This is Tyler Smith. He's on bass. This is Noah Vaughn.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
He's on drums. We are Gilded Lilies. Working title. Still figuring it out. It's hard to get a title that's not taken nowadays. So this is the best we got for right now. We get into like a lot of mini arguments about what we think is better and worse, and then at the end of the day it's not better, so then we just go back to the one that I made up.
A lot of drunken band practices.
I just look around and find objects that I can see.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It'll be one day it'll be like, okay, we need to get really conceptual, and then I'll be like, what about doorknob? And we're like, no.
The podcast.
I actually don't hate doorknob.
Oh, Christ, not this.
The doorknobs.
Yeah, so we're working on it. This is the hardest question for me, and I'm still figuring out how to. I would just say it's like a little bit of like grungy singer-songwriter vibe, you know? My music is a lot about just like storytelling, stories from my life and stuff. And it's influenced by where I came from. Me and Tyler grew up in Seattle, so we have a lot of that, like, Nirvana sound preference in there a lot. But yeah, a little bit folky every once in a while.
I don't know, yeah, sort of power trio.
Mm-hmm.
Indie, but harder.
Yeah, I try not to be indie-leaning, but, you know.
Yeah, anything but derivative, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe indie, but turn up the temperature just a little bit.
For sure. I agree with that. For me, it was necessity. Like, I've been playing guitar and singing and writing songs for, like, my whole life. Just as a way to, like, get, kind of like therapy, you know, like, get stuff off your chest. And I went through a lot back home. So it was these, like, few years of just, like, writing songs every day, basically. And then I met Tyler. He was like, let's do it. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Then we just kept going. Never stopped.
Yeah, it was a necessity for me, too, I think. I just couldn't stand to play in another shitty band, so I've been doing that for too long. And, me and Macy, like, literally met over text. Mm-hmm. And then within a couple months, she was moving to Utah. We had met once in person.
Yeah, that was wild.
Once in person. So that was pretty, yeah, that was pretty crazy. I wouldn't have done that, so.
Which is interesting, considering how much you told me that it was the right decision, which I agree with now. But
yeah, sometimes you just gotta spray and pray, I guess.
Yeah, seriously, you gotta send it. I think that also makes it easier for us to keep going, because it's like, after I moved here, we were like, well, we can't stop now. Like, shit, man. Gotta keep going. You changed your whole life for this, so. Yeah, and then we met Noah, and he's just the best. He took our rhythm section up a lot. He's not on the first album, but if you watch us live and listen to our future releases, he's going to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just inspires, I think, me and Tyler to get a little bit more creative because of how well he adapts to all our weird ideas.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I was able to get them, there was a drummer in the band before me, and I heard the music, and I was able to...
He was plotting.
Plotting, yeah. He was waiting plotting. For that dude to leave. Elliot.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
Clue Burdick.
Burdick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Shout out, Elliot.
What's up, Elliot?
Yeah, I was able to weasel him out and weasel my way into the band.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the music so much. Probably out of necessity, too.
Yeah. I think it's called Up in Arms. It was a collection of, it was supposed to be a lot more songs. I write a lot, but, you know, not a lot of it really fits with the theme. And once I started playing with these guys, it was like, or playing in a band at all. Yeah. It's like certain things lend, certain songs lend themselves better to a three piece versus solo. But it's 9 songs total, and it basically just goes over like, since I was 16 to now, and the things that I've encountered in life, you know, being a woman, being young, like, growing up and figuring out who you are, having to do it kind of alone. That's basically it. There's a couple conceptual songs on there more. I think Evergreen was one that, like, wasn't fully... 'cause all of them are pretty much, like, narrative songs. And then Evergreen was one we wrote together, mm-hmm. me and Tyler. And that one was just more like having fun, a story that's not mine, really.
Yeah, just jammed it out?
Yeah, it was super fun. Huh. So yeah, that's kind of Up in Arms. I'm on lyrics, pretty much. I jam it out myself.
Yeah, maybe usually. A bit more recently we've been writing stuff mm-hmm. together, at least in terms of the second album. 4 or 5 of those tracks have been... a group effort.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, having, like, Noah and Tyler in the band has changed a lot. Like I said, so I had, like, all these songs that I wrote up in Washington and then brought them to Tyler. We kind of picked through which ones worked best. Then we got a drummer for the first time, picked which through, like, which one worked best. So now I think it's more collaborative than it's ever been, which is really exciting because they have a lot of talent and a lot of musical influences that I don't, in my perspective, you know. I write a lot of, like, I would say because it's so therapeutic, it tends to be kind of repetitive, so just having outside influences from them is really nice. And I'm excited for everyone to hear it once we drop more songs.
Yeah, Macy will bring guitar and lyrics and melody a lot of the time and just kind of play it for us, which is awesome because it's just so... so great. And then me and Noah get to nerd out and kind of like build up the rhythm section.
Flesh
and,
things out, yeah.
You know, sometimes it's easy and quick, and other times it's throwing things and yelling. Yeah. But I love the way that the first album turned out. And yeah, as far as songwriting goes, especially melody writing, I think I've never worked with anybody as good as Macy at that, which is super exciting.
Without a doubt.
Aw,
yeah.
Guys, gross. It's really fun. It's nice to bring a rough draft to them and just have them, like, take their years of experience and make it better, you know? I love that process. And I'm working on not getting frustrated just because my whole life, I just write songs and then that's the song. Like, no editing, really. But it's been great. It's been really fun to work with them. Like, the first album was all just based stories from, like, being a teenager, being a stupid little skate rat teenager, you know what I mean? Running into some interesting characters and having some interesting things happen. Nowadays, it's more, like, abstract, I think. And I think that's because I have found, like, a much happier life here with these guys in Utah, you know? So now it's just sort of, like, whatever catches my eye, kind of. Sunspell Records here in Salt Lake. So great. It was like, it really flipped my experience with making music and my drive, like, on a dime. Because I came here having no connections, besides Tyler. He's not that one. I came here knowing Tyler, and that was kind of it, you know? But I met Ren, and he was like, oh, I have a recording studio. And I walk in, and it's just like this crazy, decked out, like, studio, full blown. Not like a little, like, shack setup, you know what I mean? And they've been awesome. Their whole, like,
they're the best boys in the world.
Yeah, best
if you're,
boys.
If you're in a band in Salt Lake or Utah, record in general, with them. Go to Sunspell.
They love small artists, and I think they're so good at just making me feel really comfortable. And, like, yes, this is worth doing, and we will help you do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing that is kind of totally different than, like, I ever experienced was we played for a year. Recorded, played zero shows. We started playing shows in November.
This November.
When
we dropped
November.
The album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 2 years of playing with no shows. Didn't ever release the album. Released the album that November show. And it's always been opposite. It's always been grind out shows. And this is like we took years.
Sweet time.
Years. Yeah. And honestly, like the response from people who have come to the shows has been just enormous. It's been amazing to hear, and I love the way that we sound live, and I think we're in a really good spot there. Mm-hmm. So come to a show,
please. please come to our shows. Yeah, no, it's been crazy. I think because we took so long with it, part of it was because I didn't know people, and meeting, like I said, meeting Ren was like the turning point for this band, I think. But we took so long with each of these songs that now we're so, it's like just kind of blended in to my body, you know. I'm so comfortable with it. And the reception, like you said, has been so good. I've had a lot of, like, I wrote this song, this album, for younger women in my, like, age group. But a really unique experience I've had is, like, older women, like, 40s, 50s, come to me and be like, these experiences that you're talking about, I also went through. And it's very, like, cool to hear, you know, someone write about them. So I'm stoked. Please, like, bring your moms. We'd love to have them, you know. I think it's just a really beautiful thing to see, like, women connect and have it happen at my show. It's really sweet. I improv a lot vocally, you know, because that's sort of fun to do live. Like, if the energy in the room is really high, I'm like, hell yeah, let's end it. Recently, I played a show where I had laryngitis, and I wasn't sure if I could, like, hit these notes. Like, we didn't really even get a practice, but the energy in the room was just so great. I was like, I'm blowing my voice out if I blow my voice out, you know? So it kind of depends on the night. But overall, the structure of the songs stay pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a bass solo that I've never written. So it just comes out, and it's a real roulette table with that
play,
one.
Yeah, pray you don't lose it.
The one that I love listening to, I love them all. I really do. Like, I never listen to songs that I've been on after they come out, really. But I can't stop listening to the album, honestly, which is kind of funny. But in Whiplash, I was there when Macy was tracking vocals, and it was so the song is beautiful. But at the end, there was a thunderstorm going on.
Oh yeah.
And the thunder like is in time. Like at the end of the song, it's just thunder. Like would just. You know, was picked up by the mic, so I love that song.
Yeah, that was really crazy. You kind of have to listen to it in your car or headphones and crank it a little bit, but there's like a that happens. Yeah,
it's fun.
Pretty sick. I don't know. I have like a few favorites, but they're all the ones I've written most recently because the other ones I wrote when I was way younger. Probably Teeth Upon This is my favorite right now, just because lyrically I think that's one of my strongest. But one where we're all playing on it, Father Figure, is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same.
Right?
Yeah, probably Father.
Just, like, really lyrically strong and, like, hard-hitting. It's one of our softer tracks, too.
I guess that's one we kind of end up improving.
Oh, yeah.
On stage.
That's the unknowable bass solo song.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. That's also the one where I don't think I've ever written down what I do either. Low-key.
Which I guess you'll also be able to hear that one in the live album that we have coming out. Uh-huh. And live show.
Well, it's changed so much.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's nothing like it was on the album, really.
It really anymore. Is day and night. So. I'd pick Father Figure for sure. Like, listen to that song, get to know it, you know.
That's the one where I was like, went into Sunspell for practice with Ren and Joey. And they played me that one, and I was like, all right, I gotta get Elliot.
Yeah. You're about to hear Father Figure off of our most recent album.
Up in arms.
Up in arms.
ASMR style.
You're about to hear Father Figure off of Up in Arms, our most recent album. Yeah. It's Gilded Lilies, GILDEDLILLIES, on pretty much every, like, music streaming place. Spotify and Apple Music are the two that I usually have most people go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Gilded Lilies Guild on Instagram. Like we said, we're working on the name. You know, I've tried to get that username. It's just not happening. So it's Gilded Lilies and then Guild.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we'll be on Instagram.
Yeah, no shows booked now, but we do got a live album coming out, as well as a live performance mm-hmm. shot by and edited by Duncan Biles, tracked by Sunspell.
They were both so great.
Uh-huh.
So grateful for those guys. But yeah, just keep an eye out. We'll be releasing stuff on the Instagram pretty much.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.